In a world where darkness reigns and nightmares come to life, an unsuspecting person finds herself trapped in an underground labyrinth. The Awakening series takes you on a gripping journey filled with mystery, fear, and a glimmer of hope. In this podcast, you will be immersed in the chilling atmosphere of the Awakening series as Amelia and her allies navigate the shadows, uncover dark secrets, and confront their deepest fears. I could feel my eyes fluttering through the stinging sweat and tears, my body consumed by a strange numbness. Everything around me was a hazy, nondescript blur. My splintered mind was a slow, sludgy, disoriented, groggy mess that I could not shake. I blinked rapidly, trying to make sense of my surroundings. Slowly, I opened my eyes, desperately trying to make sense of things. The still cold metal walls unnerved me. I needed to find my bearings. I swallowed the scream bubbling up within me, but an invisible force seemed to suffocate any attempts to escape the room's clutches. The dimly flickering fluorescent lights made me squint, sending a razor-sharp shiver down my spine. My body felt heavy, my limbs bound by tight restraints. Panic surged within me as I strained against the bonds, my heart pounding with fear. Reality formed itself piece by piece. My senses sharpened. The dimly flickering fluorescent lights revealed the truth that emboldened my eyes, mind, body, and with horror. They trapped me in an underground laboratory. Panic surged through me, my heart pounding against my chest like relentless drumbeat. The stale air was heavy with the stench of fear mingling with the metallic tang of depression and desperation. The tight restraints of my limbs emphasized the helplessness that washed over me. I felt agonizing shockwaves through my body with every moment. Did they infuse the walls with malevolent energy? How had I ended up here? What sinister purpose did the place serve? Did they perform illicit experiments on me? If so, what type? I shook my head to wake and lose the blurred memories, which caused me to shake every time I tried to remember. I chanted to myself through my sobs, "My name is My body shook harder with the strain of trying to say my name aloud through what sounded like a hazy voice. What happened to me? What is happening to me? Why can't I speak without shaking, shivering, and screeching? I told myself, stay calm, stay quiet, don't move. I laid back and tried to focus through my tears and the brightness of the lights. I struggled to slow my thoughts, desperately searching for answers as I saw the shadows in the room. The cold confines held other figures, people like me scattered throughout, their expressions etched with confusion and terror, mirrored with my own. Who were they? What had brought us together in this macabre labyrinth? Questions plagued my mind, relentless and unforgiving. The silence broken only by distant footsteps and the occasional clatter of equipment amplified my growing unease. Each passing moment was like fuel to the fires of uncertainty washing over me in a tidal wave of misery, igniting a primal instinct within me to escape this nightmarish existence. The silence was suffocating, broken only by the occasional rattle of equipment and the thump of footsteps resounding in my ears, causing the hairs on my entire body to rally to attention. Through my fear, I opened my eyes. As my eyes adjusted to the dim light, I had noticed other figures scattered throughout the room, equally disoriented and restrained. Who were these people? Why were we all here? Restrained in hospital beds? What were we to them? A horrifying thought crept through my mind. I thought of the unthinkable. Why were we being imprisoned? I shook my head. No, this could not be. I shut my eyes tight and tried to forget the images of the others, hoping this was all some crazy nightmare, but only to open my eyes and see all the others, including myself, restrained. It became apparent to me. We were all victims. Test subjects? But by whom? What hospital carried this much influence? How did they get permission to gather this many people to do experiments on? I sobbed at the myriad of partial memories of torture shuffling through my mind, summoning my courage. I pushed past my timid nature, trembling in fear and allowing my survival instincts to take over. Amid fear, I scanned the room, and a glimmer of hope emerged. My gaze landed on a middle-aged man, his eyes wild and hair unkempt, who seemed to possess a deeper understanding of our predicament. His weary gaze met mine, and I sensed a shared determination to unravel the sinisterness of those who had held us captive. He seemed aware of our situation, as if they had imprisoned him longer. Summoning every ounce of courage, I called out in trembling voice, fear and defiance, "Hey, what's happening? Who are they? Why have they brought us here?" The man turned his head, meeting my gaze, weariness and a glimmer of hope mingled in his eyes. "You're awake," he whispered. "Welcome to the nightmare, my dear." The weight of his words sank deep into my soul, but I refused to succumb to despair. His words sent a shiver down my spine, but I refused to let fear consume me. "Nightmare or not, we have to find a way out. Can you help me?" A half-smile tugged at the man's lips. "Together we stand a chance. They've been experimenting on us, testing our psychic abilities. The things they want us to do, the powers they want us to unlock. It's not human, Amelia." He said my name, Amelia. Why had I forgotten it? How much had these fiends put me through? My heart raced as the mention of psychic abilities. In my childhood, I dreamt of being kidnapped because of my ability to see the future. But I just let it go as a child nightmare. The realization set my mind spinning memories of unexplained occurrences in my past, suddenly making sense. I had always felt different, but I had never fully understood why. As the other captive slowly regained consciousness, a fragile camaraderie formed within the room. We shared our stories, our doubts, and our fears. Each of us possessed unique psychic gifts, and our captors sought to exploit them for their own dark purposes. Determined to break free, I found my newfound allies devised a plan. We would use our captors' confidence against them, waiting for the right moment to strike. The next few days would be crucial. We need to gather our strength, hone our abilities, and uncover the secrets of this underground labyrinth. As the shadows whispered their secrets and hidden surveillance cameras observed our every move, we plotted our escape, aware that our captors grew increasingly suspicious of our ununited front. Our captors watched our progress, sensing an uprising taking shape, but remaining confident of their control. Their labyrinth of horrors held many challenges, but with each passing day, our resolve strengthened, fueled by the mysteries that awaited our discovery. My fellow captives and I now stood in the precipice of a treacherous journey. The shadows of the laboratory whispered secrets, and the promise of freedom beckoned in the distance. With our newfound unity and growing strength, we are prepared to challenge our captors and take the first step toward escaping this horrifying nightmare. As Amelia and our fellow captives struggle against their invisible captors, their psychic abilities become a weapon in their quest for escape. But with each step closer to freedom, they face unimaginable horrors and sinister experiments. Will Amelia and her allies defy the odds and escape the clutches of the underground nightmare? Or will they succumb to terrors that lurk within? Find out in the next episode of The Awakening. Don't miss out on our next installment of the Awakening series, where suspense and intrigue intertwine. Subscribe now and prepare for an unforgettable journey through the darkest recesses of the mind. Tune in to the next episode of The Awakening, where suspense and intrigue intertwine and the stakes rise with each heartbeat. Will we defy the odds and escape the clutches of the underground nightmare? Or will we succumb to the terrors that lurk within? Join us on the thrilling journey through the darkest recess of the mind, of the mahogany door, strange tales of the macabre. Thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Awakening. Until then, embrace the unknown and be prepared to face the unimaginable.